Well, in all of that time, what was about your best experience that had any association with that?
Best. They were all... They were, you know, I don't remember the bad ones. We blocked the bad ones out.
Yeah.
Even getting locked up. I forget. One of my best experiences, really, was probably after I met Renee, when I fell in love and went and got Renee. I mean, I stole her. I literally stole her. I met her while she was still in high school. And I would go down as often as I could down to Cape Canaveral. And there was a little park across from her house. And I was every parent's worst nightmare. And I would sit in that park. I would hide my car. And I would wait for her to come home from school. And I'd try and get her attention without her parents knowing it. And all that kind of stuff. She would try and bring me food out of the house. Her parents would call. Her parents couldn't stand me. Her father came out one day. He had told me that he, in World War II, one of the things that he did was shoot German prisoners that couldn't keep up when they were marching them back to the prison camps. He says, you don't read about that in history books, but I did it and I can do it again. Hey,
that's where you start a relationship.
Yeah, her mother was more highly motivated than her father. Her mother was ended up being an executive secretary for a multimillionaire, and she ended up being a construction boss over in Tampa for a huge building they bought. Because she couldn't get it done right, so she took over the job herself. And she lived in Tampa most of the week, and then would drive back to East Coast, you know, for the weekends. But we all eventually came to know and love each other, and it's amazing how times change. What was I getting ready to say? So, after I met Renee and we decided we were in love and all this kind of stuff, one day I left the strip and I had